This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Gosh, it is absolutely gorgeous outside.
Let's go out and play. Can we do this outside?
We can.
Yeah.
How far will this microphone go?
Get Lorenzo. We'll do a remote, okay?
So. Yes. It is 73 degrees outside, and that's the voice of Dr. Joe Esposito that you hear here on Sundays.
Tonight. Seven tonight. I'll be on.
Seven tonight.
I get to come here and then I go back home and come back again for
I
you.
Love hearing your show.
Isn't it fun?
It just entertains
Thank you.
Me.
That means
death.
So much coming from you. It really does.
Of course
a professional
I love
like
your
you.
Show.
Yes.
We are talking. This is cold and flu season.
It is.
And I already know three people who have had the flu.
Uh-huh.
The honest to goodness tested positive for the flu.
Yes.
And this is early to me.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel? About the flu shot.
I'm not a fan. And there's several reasons.
Oh,
and I know you but let me tell you why. We know that they put something in shots in all vaccines called, not all vaccines, but most vaccines called adjuvants. Now, an adjuvant is usually a preservative or something that's in there to stimulate the immune system. So if you do something like echinacea, pau d'arco, herbs, it'll stimulate the immune system, but it's gone. If we put something like mercury, and a lot of flu shots have mercury, gets into the body, the immune system starts attacking this mercury, and it stimulates the immune system. Works great.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the immune system can't do anything with the mercury. So it keeps attacking it and attacking it and attacking it, never shuts off in some people. Some people get rid of the mercury, some can't. And that's one of the big issues I have. And the reason they put it in there is for preservative.
They still put mercury in flu shots?
Isn't that insane?
Because your body doesn't get rid of the mercury, and that's a...
It's a big problem. It's a neurological issue. It's a neurotoxin. It causes free radicals, and free radicals can lead to diseases and attack the blood vessels and cause hardening of the arteries. And so it just blows my mind as to why it's still there. So my thought process is, let's just stay healthy from now until spring. And then the sunlight will come around again. You'll start developing vitamin D and you'll be fine.
Okay, Mr. Rogers, we'll do that.
In my neighborhood. So.
Well, what if we can't stay healthy?
Well, you're going to have to. That's that. I demand that.
How do we stay healthy?
Okay, it's not hard. It's really easy. Last year with the flu season, horrible, people dropping like flies everywhere. I didn't have a sniffle.
Well, so, you're a freak of nature.
I am a freak. That is true, too. So.
You are.
But you can do this. And it's ironic that the time of the year... You know, winter is when we abuse our bodies the most, when our bodies are most susceptible. So what do? First of all, if we have Halloween coming up, what do? We buy
candy,
right? And you're going to buy candy, give it to the kids, and what do you do with the leftovers? You eat it.
Well, I buy the candy that I don't like.
Oh, that's smart. See?
So therefore, I'm not tempted.
That is very smart.
I buy banana Laffy Taffy because I think it's terrible. And I give it out.
And then the kids know it's your house. They don't come there anyway.
Because I have terrible candy.
Yes, good. But you got to cut out the sugars. This is step number one to stay healthy. From now until springtime, when we start getting sunlight and UVB rays to create vitamin D in the body, you got to cut out the sugar. And that's breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, pastas, candy. And I know that's hard. Alcohol. I know that's hard. But what's your goal? If your goal is to get healthy, this is how you do it. It's not hard. It's a step-by-step process. So...
Okay, how do you feel about these supplements to boost your immune system?
Wonderful. The one thing we have to do, we talked about vitamin D, is next time you get your blood work done, make sure you get your vitamin D checked. Almost everyone is low in vitamin D.
Because, but I feel like we're outside a lot. Is that not enough?
Well, in the summer, it's great. But in the winter, the angle of the sun is not enough. The UVB rays from the sun isn't enough to activate the cholesterol in your skin to create vitamin D.
What if you get in a tanning bed?
If it's UVB tanning bed, yes, then it works.
But then you're going to get cancer.
Well, then you got to be careful. Like, I was on Eric Von Hessler's show the other day, and we were talking about vitamin D.
Yeah.
And he says, well, I'm just going to get a vitamin D light and put it here in the studio. I said, that's a good idea. He was saying jokingly, and I said, that's a really good idea, actually. Yeah. So vitamin D is vital, and if nothing else, if you do nothing else after today's show, at least take about 5,000 international units of vitamin D a day. Now, I have a product on my website, drjoe.com, and it's a vitamin D supplement that I've created. And I've put vitamin K in there, too, to help build bones, because most of us are deficient in vitamin K2, but another story. I take 5 drops a day.
Okay.
And that's 5,000 international units. That's the step number one to keep yourself healthy, is get those vitamin D levels where it should be.
What does vitamin D do for the body other than boost the immune system?
It helps build bone mass. You can't build bone without vitamin D. It helps the immune system. There's studies now out with vitamin D research in cancer to help the immune system, because the direction cancer research is going is getting away from just trying to kill the cancer, is stimulating your immune system so you kill the cancer. I like this approach in cancer research, yes.
Okay, you brought me a little gift.
I did.
Dr. Joe's Wellness Booster.
Uh-huh.
This is sublingual,
right?
Sublingual, so yeah. I put it under my tongue.
Put it under your tongue, and you're going to like it. It's in an alcohol base, so I know you'd enjoy that. So.
You're funny today.
I'm wired up. It's such a great day.
What's in that cup?
Echinacea powder. Yeah, this is tea, I promise. It's a little alcohol base now.
And I didn't even bother bringing you a bottle of water because I knew you wouldn't
drink it. You knew me. I'm weird. So, echinacea, pau d'arco, olive leaf extract, all these things help to stabilize the immune system and can help keep you healthy. So what I do in the winter, because people, what do you do, Dr. Joe? Don't eat sugar, number one. Number two, vitamin D every day. I take Wellness Booster every day to keep my immune system strong. And if I start feeling sick, let's assume I start getting a scratchy throat, runny nose, whatever, I have something called Dr. Joe's Seasonal Tonic. Mm-hmm. Now, this stuff, it's ginger, horseradish, cayenne pepper, onion, and garlic.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, it's like a strong salad dressing in an apple cider vinegar base, even better. See, Melinda's throwing up here in the studio. But I tell you what, a lot of people take this when they travel, flight attendants. We see a lot of patients. As chiropractors, we see a lot of patients who
Please tell me you don't put it under your tongue.
You do, yes. Well, you put it in your mouth.
What is your breath like?
Oh, you stink. Yeah, but these are pilots, you know. But
okay.
But when people travel a lot, they take this stuff with them and they swear by it, because it's been shown to be antibiotic, antiviral, and antifungal, which is what garlic does. Ginger is an anti-inflammatory. Hot peppers open up your blood vessels. Some people love it. I personally think it's a bit strong, even though I created it. I go, blah. But some people, oh my God, this stuff is great. But when I start feeling an infection coming on, that's what I do. Now, I'm not against drugs and medicine. If you need medication, absolutely take it. But if we can avoid the medication, that's what we're trying to do today in today's show.
Okay. Folks, please join us on the phone lines and so we can help you if you're starting to feel cold, flu coming on, if you have questions about it.
Any health questions. Bring it on.
Dr. Joe can tackle it. 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And we've heard that this is going to be a particularly rough flu season.
Looks like it's going to be a bad one. Yep.
Because it's starting so early. And we don't quite yet know what strain. I've already had my flu shot. I had the quadrivalent.
Uh-huh.
So that's the four strains covered by this. And
sure.
I'll probably get the flu that's the fifth strain you know, that nobody knew about. Okay, so what are you seeing most often in your office right now?
We're a team of chiropractors. We have offices in Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge. So the number one reason we see patients, neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, car accidents. I've never seen a car accident ever where the car was damaged and the occupants weren't.
You know, I've heard you say that before, and yes. I've had my share of fender benders.
Yes.
And it really hit home with me that if I have $10,000 worth of damage to my car, there has to be damage to my body.
Yes, and the insurance comes to argue with you, even if it's low damage, $500, $1,000. You weren't hurt because it was low damage to the car. Well, your car is tougher than you, and your body is restrained, but your neck isn't. So as soon as you get hit, your neck bounces around like a ping pong ball, and that's when you start usually tearing the muscles.
But you don't realize that at the time because everything happens so fast.
Exactly. And then a week or a month, you could have pain 6 months later and still be related to the car accident. So that's why I always tell people, as soon as you're in an accident, come see us right away so we can check you out. If there's no problem, I tell you, there's no problem. Go home. But if there is a problem, you need to document. And then you have a better chance of getting your bills paid and getting a settlement as well.
Because if you go to the doctor 6-9 months later, a year later, then your case is...
They laugh at you.
They laugh at you.
Ha-ha, Belinda. Ha-ha. Yeah. No, unfortunately, it's almost a game with these insurance companies, and you got to be able to fight them, and there's rules to follow. Follow the rules, and then there is no argument. So, but even if your accident 50 years ago, you were hurt, chances are you never got it fixed. The problem is just building and building and building. So that's why we see patients from... People, our show is, I think, as far as I know, we're the number one health and wellness radio show in the country right now.
Well, you are to me.
Yeah, to you. That's all that matters, really.
Absolutely.
It's the Belinda opinion, so yes.
Yes, so let's go to the phone lines and get started on Brenda. Brenda, you're on WSB with Dr. Joe. How are you today?
Better, but I'm okay for now.
Okay, how can we help you?
Well, I have this issue with something going on with my back. and it's just been starting to, I feel like burning or sticking, almost like a bee sting or like somebody sticking me with a fork or something like that. And it itches uncontrollably, and it's been like that over a month, and it's really getting on my nerves. And I've tried everything I can think of. You know, I went to the pharmacy and they gave me stuff, something that had steroids in, but nothing is helping, and it's really killing me. It's to the point I can't put my back up against anything. I can't. Can't wear undergarments or anything like that.
Sure.
It bothers me so bad.
Yeah, it sounds like a pinched nerve. And usually when you have back pain, if it lasts more than 3 days, the problem is oftentimes physical, not chemical. And we keep trying to treat it chemically. And again, if I have a headache, I'll take an aspirin. I want to get rid of my pain, but then I want to find out why I have a headache. So if the pain is lasting for that long, it sounds like it's a bone out of place pinching a nerve, more physical than chemical. So it sounds like something you need to come see us for, and we'll take a look at it for you.
Well, believe it or not, I've had an x-ray, and my bones are fine. It's not even on the bone. It's right underneath my shoulder blade on the right-hand side, but it's lower than the shoulder blade.
Sure.
So it's like tissue going on.
Yeah.
And one thing I might probably need to say is I'm diabetic, so I take insulin, different things.
Sure.
So I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not, but it's,
yeah.
I can't.
It could be diabetic neuropathy, too. Yeah, why don't you come see us? Go to my website, drjoe.com, or give us a call at 844-44-DR-JOE. We'll take a look at it for you. If it's something there, we'll tell you. If not, we'll tell you that, too.
All right. Would a nerve pinch show up on an x-ray?
The bones out of place might, but sometimes, but if you have a pinched nerve, it could be so subtle that the bones look like they're okay, but there is a pinched nerve. So I can't go just on x-ray when we treat a patient. We have to x-ray exam, nerve testing. That's how we do it.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. You're speaking with Dr. Joe and Belinda on Atlanta Living. We're going to take more of your calls at 404-872-0750 right after this.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott. Hey, guys, got something really cool for you. Download the WSB radio app and register for your chance to win tickets to see the Beach Boys.
Ooh.
I know.
What fun.
How fun. Led by Mike Love and Bruce Johnson, live in concert January the 20th at the Cobb Energy Center. The package includes two premium seats and $50 gift card for Davio's, North Atlanta Steakhouse, North Italian Steakhouse. Tickets for the show are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. That's the Beach Boys. Go to WSB radio app and register. We're taking your calls at 404-872-0750. We're in the studio with Dr. Joe Esposito, and we're going to speak with, I think it's Vic. Vic, you're on WSB. How are you?
Well, I am impervious to the flu, so I want to stay that way.
Good.
So I have found through many years, because I'm very, very, very old, that when I start getting congestion in my head, I start taking some guaifenesin. And I'm wondering, is there any supplements or other alternatives other than guaifenesin, which, of course, makes your mucus get thinner so you can expel it?
Oh, yeah, there's several things, actually. Quercetin is very good for that. And quercetin, you find you can take that as a supplement. You can get that in onions, apples. That's a good way to break it up. The key with mucus, though, is you got to stop producing it. Number one mucus-producing food is dairy, and number two is wheat. So that would be breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, pastas. So throughout the winter flu season, I strongly advise everyone avoid dairy and wheat. And that's going to help tremendously.
I know the dairy certainly reacts that way, where I immediately start getting the fullness in my sinuses and eustachian tubes. I did not know about wheat.
Yep. Yeah, give it a shot. What I tell people is no wheat for a week or two, and then have some wheat. And you'll see instantly, you'll feel bloated, you'll feel heavy, you'll probably get sinus congestion. You go, oh, Dr. Joe was right. And you just need to avoid it. And that's the problem with the holidays is what are we eating? Cookies and cakes and pastries. And you got to just avoid those now if you want to avoid the mucus. So.
Interesting. But you can supplement it with apples.
Apples work, yeah. Uh-huh. Apples are good. Make sure they're organic. Water is going to be great. Because you got to thin out the mucus. Yeah, the mucus breaks it down. Hot baths are great to raise your body temperature. So there's several things you can do. And if you have acid reflux or heartburn, we're going to talk about that, I think, with the next caller. That's something you want to fix as well. You may have to come to us and let us adjust your stomach or pull your stomach away from your diaphragm. Because if acid is coming up into your throat, that can cause mucus as well.
Well, thank you so much. I like the ideas. Thank you.
Glad you called.
Thank you so much. All right. We're taking your calls, 404-872-0750. If you have a medical question for Dr. Joe and maybe, you know, cold and flu season is upon us and you want to stay healthy throughout this season, give us a call, 404-872-0750. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Castro News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We're talking about your health this hour and the cold and flu season. And here to keep you healthy through that is Dr. Joe Esposito.
That's me.
That's you.
Yes.
And your show is tonight.
Tonight, 7 to 9. I'll be live. Yes, tune in. We're going to talk about what really causes hardening of the arteries.
I'm working you to death today.
You are, man. But you know what? It's worth it.
It's worth it.
So much
You're
fun.
Always a fabulous guest.
Thank you.
Let's give away some tickets.
Yes. Not to us.
Not to us.
Darn.
A family four-pack of tickets to the Atlanta Gladiators opening weekend. Have you ever seen a Gladiators game?
I have never seen a Gladiators
You've
game.
You've got to go.
And I used
it
to play
is so
hockey,
much
too.
Fun.
I know.
Oh, I can see you.
Oh,
are
yeah.
you a scrapper out there?
Oh, I was. I was a center, man. I was just messing people up, scoring goals. But now I'm old and I can just... Glory days.
Glory days. Okay. Well, we got to get you to an Atlanta Gladiators
yes,
game.
Yes, I agree.
Opening weekend, October the 19th and the 20th. At Infinite Energy Arena. Season and single tickets are on sale now at AtlantaGladiators.com. Let's, Alicia, take caller number 3 to 404-741-0750. And I'd like to thank our all-female crew today, Alicia and Rachel, on staff today.
What about me? What about me? No, I don't count.
Dr. Josephine.
Josephine.
thank you for joining us in the studio. Let's go to the phone lines and speak with Barb. You're on WSB. How are you today?
Hi. I have got swollen vocal cords and the back of my tongue. My niece is a speech pathologist, put me on voice rest, so I've broken it for the first time in 2 days
okay.
to talk to you. It was caused, I firmly believe, we remodeled our bathrooms this summer.
Oh, yeah.
And it was caused by, I think, inhaling sheetrock dust.
That'll do it.
I just finished a course of steroids, which I truthfully felt great on until it tapered,
mm-hmm.
and antibiotics and stuff. But I'm quite frustrated
sure.
and can't get past this.
Okay. Do you have any acid reflux or heartburn, burping, gas,
yes,
bloating?
Yes, I do have some acid reflux.
That's yet. Always the kicker, because the acid comes up into the throat, and then if it was irritated by the dust, it just keeps irritating it every time you take a breath. The acid can be coming up into the throat. So step number one, you got to get that fixed. So if you want to come see us, we can take a look at that, hopefully fix that. Second thing is there's something called slippery elm tea. It's a bark from the slippery elm tree, and it's very soothing to the mucous membrane. So doing slippery elm tea would also be something I'd recommend as well, because that'll help temporarily, but then fixing it would be getting the stomach fixed. So.
All righty.
There's your answer.
All right. Well, I appreciate it very much, and I will run and get me some before long.
There you go. Thanks
okay.
so much.
Back right, to bye. You go to not talking, okay,
There
Barb?
You go. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Have a great day. And it's 39 minutes after 2 o'clock. Back to the phone lines we go, and we are going to talk to James. James, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are y'all doing?
Great.
Great.
I'm going to get off the subject of cold a little bit to see if you can give me a little information on cirrhosis of the liver. Is there anything, that
sure.
supplements that she could take or any cure besides operation?
Yeah, well, with cirrhosis of the liver, milk thistle has been shown to help liver issues. Now, again, always follow your medical doctor's advice on this, but you could add the milk thistle to the protocol, and you can get it in a supplement form. We have it in my office in a liquid form. And milk thistle is great to help get the liver healing. She's also got to cut out all her fried foods, any processed foods, breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, pastas. We talked about that earlier. Raw foods, at least one salad a day. I would recommend the minimum amount of nutrients be Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. They're two powders. They're on my website, drjoe.com. And that's going to give her a lot of the raw materials and nutrients the body needs to get back to the healing mode.
Okay.
Okay, so Super Greens Essential Source and Milk Thistle is what I'd recommend. And if you want to know about the Milk Thistle, you just call my office, 844-44-DR-JOE, and my staff can give you information on that.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Joe.
Thanks so much. My pleasure.
All right, thank you, Mr. James. And we are going to our next caller, Gordon. Gordon, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Fine, thank you.
Good. How can we help you?
My question pertains to vitamin D levels.
Yes.
What are the optimum levels of vitamin D in your system? And also, can you take too much vitamin D?
Yes. Good question. You want to do about 20 to 50 nanograms per milliliter. So when you get your blood work done, it'll come back measured nanograms per milliliter. 40 is right around the optimum level. I think 20 is too low, even though it's recommended. 40 nanograms per milliliter. Can you take too much? Yes. You'd have to take an awful lot to take too much. It is fat soluble. It's not really a vitamin. It's a hormone, but it's a fat soluble vitamin. But if somebody's sick, I'll even recommend up to 20,000 international units a day while they're sick. But yeah, you can do too much, but it's going to take a lot to do too much.
Okay. My last test came back at 42.
Perfect. There you go. Wow. You're a rare breed. Yeah. So you're right where you want to be then. Yeah.
Is that level okay, 42?
That's perfect. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, right around 40 is where you want to be. And now as winter sets in, make sure you maintain that level too. The body will use up what it has, and you got to get more in. So.
Okay, that was taking 5,000 a day for about 3 weeks.
Oh, perfect. Good.
So I backed it off to 5,000 a day every other day.
Okay. I mean, that's
the levels came down to like 38 or something.
Yeah, I personally do 5,000 a day every day, but that's great that you're at that level. You want to maintain that.
Okay, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
All right, thanks for your call. And if you have an autoimmune disorder, you're kind of predisposed to low levels of vitamin D.
Yes. So anything rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, even people with AIDS, we want to make sure those immune systems are where they need to be. And vitamin D is one of the easiest things you can do and by far the cheapest. Another thing you can do, nutritional yeast. New studies out on nutritional yeast. It's a powder sometimes called brewer's yeast. It has something in it called beta-glucan. And the beta-glucan nutritional yeast, they did studies on this with children. They gave them a quarter of a teaspoon. I mean, so little amount. Those children had a 25% reduction in cold and flu. And if they did get sick, it was a 25% reduction in the severity of it.
Wow.
And it costs about 3 cents a day.
Okay, now I'm thinking the yeast that I'm baking with.
Yes, no, this is a little different yeast. This is a powder yeast that kind of looks like yellow mashed potatoes, powdered mashed potatoes. Tastes great, very savory. I use it every day. But the new research on that, and now they're looking at that for cancer studies. Now, again, the studies are preliminary, but if we can get the immune system more stabilized, the body works better. So for 4 cents a day, it's certainly something I'd recommend everybody add to their repertoire of health every day.
Okay, what's it called?
Nutritional yeast.
And you can buy this?
Anywhere. Health food store, grocery stores carry it. You may have to go into that section no one's ever been to, the health food section. The hippie freaks like me are there, you know.
Hippie freaks. Long hair and round glasses.
That's us,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, 43 minutes after 2 o'clock, we're talking with Dr. Joe Esposito, getting you to be your healthiest through nutrition. And we're speaking with Victoria. And we're not. Okay, and we're going back to the phone lines with Richard. Richard, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Hey, hope y'all having a good day today. Beautiful outside.
It is.
I want to go play.
We are.
This is great. I know.
This might be one of Grandma's old remedies, but and the nurse had also told my wife this. During flu and cold season, if you'll take Neosporin or a triple antibiotic and put it around your nose, does that help?
Yep.
Do you think that helps?
Absolutely.
Triple antibiotic.
Yeah, well, just an antibiotic cream. If you put it on the inside of your nose, it can help there as well.
I'm really surprised that you are condoning a triple antibiotic cream.
I'm not saying I condone it. I want to know if it worked. There's a difference, okay?
Okay. So what does it do? It just... Does it, like, attract the bugs or...?
Well, it just kills them before they get absorbed into your body. It kills them off, which is great. Yeah, so...
Okay, all right. Well, so I'll try that. I didn't know what your opinion would be on that, but thank you very much.
There you go.
All right. Thanks for your call, Richard.
I'm open-minded. I'm willing to say something works, although I may not recommend it.
What did he say again? I don't understand.
Antibiotic cream and just wipe it up your nose, on the inside of your nose.
So is that where we're getting the majority of our bugs?
Yeah, when you inhale them through the nose. You could also get them through your ears. Another thing I recommend in cold and flu season is stop cleaning your ears, especially with cotton swabs. You need that wax buildup in there to prevent the boogers from getting in into your ear and then down your eustachian tube and into your throat. So another trick you want to do is stop, you can wipe your ear out with a washcloth or something, but don't dig in there with a cotton swab.
Don't use an ear candle this time of year.
That's right. Leave the wax in there. Very important.
Leave the wax in there. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, who knew?
I know. All right. That's why we're here.
So what would you recommend us change or do this week in our lives give us the most bang for our buck?
Okay, so you want to start taking at least Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. I know you have them.
I do have them. They're in my cabinet.
Yes, you got to put them in your body. They work better.
That's the secret.
Yes. Cutting out the wheat and the dairy products, absolutely. You got to cut out those sugars. And so you just got to stop it. I mean, there's no way around it. If you have acid reflux or heartburn, again, it could cause mucus, but you're not breaking down your food properly. And if you're not breaking down your proteins in your stomach properly and they pass into your small intestine, partially digested, you got these big chunks of protein that can irritate the lining of your colon and can tear little holes in your colon. And that's called leaky gut syndrome. So these big chunks of bacteria and viruses and junk get absorbed into the blood system. The immune system starts attacking it. And now the immune system only has so many warriors. There's only so many white blood cells or warriors out there. And if you have leaky gut syndrome, your body is fighting constantly these undigested foods and bacteria into your blood system. So if you have acid reflux or heartburn, please come see us, folks. Go to my website, drjoe.com. We have offices in Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge. You can call us, 844-44-DR-JOE. So if you have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, numbness, tingling, car accidents, come see us and let's get that fixed. Chiropractic has been shown to help stimulate your immune system. Aside from the neck pain and the back pain, it helps the immunity. Then we get your stomach fixed. Then we get you on Super Greens and Essential Source. Get the vitamin D levels where they need to be. Stay away from the sugars. And in most cases, people do great. Now, there's other things we can do as well, but that's the starting point. That was your question. Where do we start?
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. Let's try to get this next question in because I think it's very important.
Yes.
Matt, you're on the radio. Welcome to WSB.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing great.
How can we help you real quick?
I was wondering if y'all had anything for PTSD.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Post-traumatic stress disorder. Again, it goes back to the stomach. If the stomach isn't breaking the proteins into amino acids, the amino acids become neurotransmitters in your brain, the chemicals in your brain that help you focus and calm down, like serotonin and dopamine. So with PTSD patients, I always look at their digestive system. I get them on easy-to-absorb nutrients like Dr. Joe's Super Greens, Dr. Joe's Essential Source. And once we get that fixed, then we look at the physical stress. Is there any neck pain, back pain, muscle spasms? Because there's mental, chemical, and emotional and physical stress. If we fix the physical and the chemical, the PTSD is a lot easier to deal with because you only have one of the three stresses, not three of the three stresses. So we've dealt with many PTSD patients, and in most cases, once we get everything stabilized, they do extremely well.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thank you for your call, and good luck.
We'll be getting in touch with y'all.
We look forward to seeing you. Great.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So when will you be on tonight, Dr. Joe?
I'm on 7 to 9. I get to sit in the chair that you're sitting in.
I'm warming it up for you.
That very fancy chair we have here. I know.
Can we all chip in and buy a new chair?
I think if we put $1 each in, we can get a new chair. It's missing an arm. It's torn. It's crooked.
I know. Well, thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you. Belinda, it's always a pleasure. Anytime, I'm always here for you.
Thank you so much. Stay tuned. We've got a Breaking Chews coming your way next.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Hey, welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. It is time for Breaking Chews. This is where we drill down on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, festivals. I'm here with my favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, from the website Bites and Sights, also a food writer for Encore Magazine. And we're here to find out what's going on around Atlanta.
Oh, well, next weekend is a Georgia bye weekend, so there's no excuse.
Yeah.
To gum up your weekend with football. So there's great festivals.
Oh, yeah.
Next weekend, October 19th, 20th, 21st. I've got two. They're both in town. They're mega. So the big one is the Taste of Atlanta. That is the 800-pound, no pun intended, gorilla of the food festivals here in town. It's in a new location. It's at the old Fourth Ward Park, which is right next to Ponce City Market. Mm-hmm. It kind of conjoins Ponce de Leon Avenue and North Avenue. It kind of meanders between those two streets, and it's great green space. It is going to be a phenomenal place for the new Taste of Atlanta. It's a three-day festival. It starts on a Friday night. It goes all day Saturday and Sunday. They have VIP experiences. They have cooking demonstrations. There's music. It's just the Woodstock of of food festivals. Great restaurants are going to be there doing their thing and giving out taste, like Donetto. It's a new Italian place on the west side. Hattie B's Hot Chicken, if you haven't been able to get in there and see what all that buzz about, they're going to be there. King Barbecue, they're up in Avalon. Oku Sushi is another one of my favorites. Even Waffle House will have a booth at Taste of Atlanta. So it's a great way to kind of get a sample of all the great Atlanta restaurants in one place. And you buy a... you get tasting points, and it's all done with high-tech wristbands now and stuff like that. So Taste of Atlanta, that is next weekend, October 19th through the 21st. I'll have a link up at BelindaSkelton.com. You can buy your tickets. And then finally, next weekend, on Saturday, October 20th, it's from 1 to 5 at Lenox Square. It is the best burger battle.
Oh, wow.
Two dozen burger joints. There's going to be bourbon, blues. There's going to be beer. There's some typical, like Shake Shack will be there, some burger places you would know, but also I am excited to see, like, Davio's is an Italian steakhouse, what their burger take on the burger is. El Superpan, which is a phenomenal Latin sandwich shop, what are they going to do for a burger? Cowfish Sushi Burger Bar. I mean, so there's two dozen places. It's a big contest and they're going for it. If you want to go, it's $50, and I will have a link at BelindaSkelton.com. So gorge yourself next weekend.
It sounds like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Where can we find you during the week?
My website is bitesandsites.net, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S. And you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at Bites and Sites.
Okay. Can't wait to see what you bring to the table for next week. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.